time is
here
it?
He comes. Here he comes.
Leisha.
Sup, everyone. Sorry I'm late, but I don't get up till 11:30. Can't wait for the Lions after this. Today, I know, will come as a big surprise to many of you. In fact, this is the first thing I've been involved in that hasn't leaked, lol, Kana. Let me begin with a quick humble brag. Becoming your Taoiseach was the greatest honour that you have ever had. Among my many achievements are me becoming Taoiseach, my days as Minister for Health, when the only person whose health improved was my own, hashtag jogging with Trudeau. I also did the Children's Hospital, brush by that one, the National Broadband Plan? God, I meant to tip X that one out. And don't mention losing every single election I led the party into. Oh, dear. Look, politicians are humans too. Or so I hear. And yes, politics has become increasingly botoxic. toxic, as the poet and philosopher Brittany might say. I won't list my failures here. The haters will do that later, while I stare at them with my signature faraway, vacant but chilly expression. After much soul-searching, and I mean I looked everywhere for it, but instead I just thought long and hard in Washington for 10 seconds, and I realised that now is the time to understand that I've milked this toast disaster for long enough, and it's someone else's turn to ignore the housing crisis and deride poor people. Now, my voice will falter, because despite all the misery our policies have created for ordinary people, we always only cry for ourselves in the end. Quick flash of humour before wrapping up. Some people will cope with the news just fine. And you know I'm not bitter when I mention constantly the people who don't like me. Also, I'll be naming them on Twitter the minute I get the lump sum. Today, I'm proud because I'm going out on a high. No, not like that. I already said in hot press what I did. Those rumours are untrue. And I don't have anything else lined up, other than getting to work instantly on commissioning a statue of myself and sucking dry all those perks for former Taoiseachs which I reinstated in my first month in office. I know today people are very emotional. Someone tried to hug me, but that's just not me. So I gave them a knowing grimace instead, which I now give to all of you. Today, I say a fond farewell, even though mentally I checked out of this gig like 3 years ago. And if I may quote from Love Actually to finish, don't buy drugs. Become a pop star, and they give them to you for free. Oh dear, I probably shouldn't have used so much ChatGPT. Thank you. Later, losers.
Wowzers, Polly, what a spadtastic week.
Quentin!
But how do we put a positive spin on this sinking ship of a party?
I know, right? Minister Harris!
Oh, no, not for much longer. I'm going to be rebranding soon because I'm very important. You know how important I am. I'm about to become the most important of them all.
You know, the moniker Taoiseach just won't work on you. It's too slick, whereas you look a little bit...
I'm thinking ghost child of a shipwreck.
How about people call me TikTok Taoiseach in recognition of my very important online presence, hashtag 100 days of posting, liking, sharing.
Let's game plan some pros and cons for your legacy for leadership.
Okay, I'm leaning in and giving you one of my knowledgeable frowns.
The cons. You've been out of the limelight for a while. Nobody really knows what you do anymore. You were given a completely made up cabinet post.
It is certainly not made up. I am the most successful minister for Rag Week and Free Johnnies at the Freshers Ball. Hashtag Ireland's new youngest Taoiseach. Ha ha ha! In your face, Leo!
However, the pros are interesting. You've been out of the limelight for a while. Nobody really knows what you do anymore. You were given a completely made up cabinet post.
Oh my.
Which means you're untainted by the stench of all that Leo-ness failure.
OMG, so nobody remembers my terrible time as Minister for Health.
No.
I'm the Minister for Stealth. If anyone mentions Harris Health Hell, they're blocked. Block, block, block. Mm. Anyway, I have to go. TikTok Taoiseach, signing off. I have important things
Bye.
To do. Bye-bye, I'm important.
Is this really the best we can do?
See who's in here, hey!
Minister Humphreys!
Right to me, let's talk turkey.
There'll be no contest, I'm afraid.
Actually, I've no time to be His Majesty's Prime Minister. I've 20 crying backbencher babies to wind and pop their teeth back in after dinner in the middle of the day.
Oh.
No, yous just give me a big portfolio. I'll do it all. I'll do 12 ministries.
Well, social protection is really all we
can... I'm your woman to wipe the arse of the nation.
Such vivid imagery, wow.
I'll take no nonsense.
You know, brand-wise, we don't actually have an algorithm for you.
Because I'm off the grid. Nokia 3210's dead.
Oh.
Listen here, I have to go. A TD's after locking themselves in the jacks again after the roast. And I'll have to cut them out with me bare hands.
Okay.
Right. Me work is never done here.
Thankfully, there are no other contenders for the role. So...
Hello, boys and girls.
Oh, it's you.
Now, I'm not here to throw my hat in the ring, but if I did, it would be one of those funny little hats with the propeller on top, because they really bring out my dimply doos.
Look, man, you were a very popular minister for finance.
Guilty as charged. Put fluffy handcuffs on me. I'm the only one who can say that and not mean it as a kinky thing.
Popular until people started noticing your policies commodified basic shelter for citizens and enriched a tiny number of landlorded companies.
Bad Pascal. Slap me till I snap.
And then you completely lost the ability to hide your prickly side.
Excuse me?
I mean, that smile of yours, it looks painted on at times, like a Fibsborough version of the terrifying tricycle doll from the Saw movies.
La 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 la. I'm not listening to this. I'm going to Brussels to wait for somebody to give me a Eurocrat cushy cuddly job for puddles of money. La 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 la.
Yes?
Hi there. Allow me to set out my vision for the future of this party.
Don't even bother, Helen!
Well, who knew he had it in him? This week, Leo Varadkar shocked everyone by finally admitting what we all knew, that his political career was over. A bombshell resignation, a new leader coronation, and calls for an election. And I thought my final month on air would be a doss. We're joined this lunchtime by party leaders sharing their reactions to Leo Varadkar's historic heave on himself.
Hello. Hello.
Tánaiste Micheál Martin is here. Were you surprised, Tánaiste?
Surprised? I am. Surprised it took so long, to be honest. I mean, have you seen the chap in the last couple of months?
Right.
He was like someone who had been told, not only have you failed the NCT, but you also need a root canal. Total misery guts, in terms of... I tried to get him a pair of funny socks to cheer him up, like, not even a smirk.
I presume there must be some personal satisfaction for you outliving him in this coalition.
No. I'm surprised my crowd have never gotten around to knifing me. It feels like they've been on about it for 10 years. But no. This is not a day for smug satisfaction.
Yeah, tell that to your face, because you're beaming, Tánaiste.
Am I? Sorry. I'd want to watch that. Thank you. I better practice my frowny face for the 6-1. Thank you.
Right, we cross over now to Eamon Ryan, the leader of the Green Party. Did you see this coming, Eamon Ryan?
Oh, no, but to be fair, I don't see anything coming. Not even oncoming traffic.
Oh.
That's why I'm having councils remove all the roads in Dublin for bicycles. Whee!
Not even an inkling?
No, but I am getting flashbacks to 2008 when Bertie Ahern resigned and Brian Cowan took over, and me, little old Amo at the centre. Who would have thought I'd serve in not one, but two politically shambolically unstable governments?
So the government has been destabilised by
this? Oh dear, I wasn't meant to say that. I better pretend to doze off.
Right. Ivana Bacic, Labour leader, is on the plinth. Your breathless reaction, please.
Yes, of course. This move patently shows it's time for a general election. It's of the utmost importance that the citizenry get to exercise their franchise as a matter of urgency. It is abundantly clear the government's position is utterly, utterly untenable.
Just to be clear, the Labour Party is calling for a general election when you're at, what, pathetic percent in the polls?
No, the Labour Party is a party bursting with vitality and energy and passion, and it's patently obvious that Irish voters sense this, and they
right,
want
well, lambs to the slaughter springs to mind. Now to Holly Kearns. You broke the golden rule of Dáil Éireann this week by speaking ill of the politically dead just after they've resigned. You slay, girl.
I wish to channel my inner Gwyneth Paltrow and say to Leo, I wish you well. You were the OG social media politician and taught us much younger folks so much, like the importance of not sharing sad photos of food.
Well, thank you for that. Mary Lou McDonald, your thoughts this lunchtime.
Are we live, yeah?
Yes.
Right, Brian, it's time for a general election. Varadkar has slumped out of office, and we don't believe that Fine Gael should be able to enter conclave and elect a leader who is semi-likeable and married to a nurse, of all things.
It sounds like you're a bit threatened by Simon Harris.
I just don't think that democratic decisions should be taken by groups of faceless men.
Mm.
That's our thing. You can't have it. Are we done now?
If you don't mind me saying, you seem bored.
What?
Have you come down with a case of the Leos?
No, not at all. Let me rattle off a few soundbites to finish.
Right.
It's time for change.
Okay.
Off to the Fino with you. Election now. Time for Michael D to Michael dissolve this appalling doll. Yada yada.
Okay, right.
I need a lie down.
Don't we all? And to end, we let Richard Boyd Barrett have his say.
Today is yet another day.
But we'll fade him out as he goes off piece, shall we? That's all for the news at one. Go back to sleep, Ireland.
Usual neoconservative.
Mmm.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Limeland. You've had enough about politics at this stage, so no Leo on the show. No more Simon, please. No more talk at that Irish Wish film either. I've been told to Irish whished about it after milking it the other day. Dolores is on the line. Good afternoon to you. You're facing charges, Dolores. No. What are you up for?
I'm one of them smart meters, Joe, sitting there doing nothing, using up all the Wi-Fi costing me a fortune.
Sounds like having an extra teenager in the house. Teachers, remember they used to say to us, don't be getting smart with me.
No.
But isn't that why we were in the school in the first place?
But the reason I was called...
No, stop. Go on. Give us a good old sad monologue there, Dolores, while I say yeah over and over and over again.
But the reason I was calling in, Joe, you would have to feel sorry for him, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
his bottom lip wibbly wobbling away and he nearly cried, only his face is looking too tight for that this last while, Joe.
Who was this? No. Stick to the smart meters. Man, we're sick of hearing about your man with the fella with the puss on him. Come on.
I mean, he was useless and all, but you'd feel sorry for the sad lump, you know, facing him like Our Lady at a High Mass when a pioneer walks in.
Well, we leave that story there, Dolores. Justin's on the line. Justin, good afternoon to you.
I used to like the way he quote the films in the speeches, you know.
Ew.
That half an hour when he was popular between COVID and the Leo the Leak thing.
No, we move on from that. We'll talk about films. How about James Bond?
Well, I actually think it's time to we give a woman a go.
Who? Like Jesse Buckley or Meryl Streep? Who?
Yeah. If only so that dose Mary Lowe wouldn't get to say that she was the first woman Taoiseach, like.
Oh, for God's sake, back to this again. What about the other stories that have been buried this week? Like the sentencing of the Limerick hurler Kyle Hayes.
Sorry.
What was it, a Hames of a Hayes sentence? What about a limerick about the hurler, Justin?
Right.
The stick man was guilty of violent disorder. You can't jail him, said the guy. He's too good of a hurler.
Joe.
So after the trial, when they set free young Kyle, the country woke up screaming, bleeding blue mortar.
Yeah, it's Dermot here, Joe.
Dermot, go ahead. You're fuming about Kyle Hayes.
I just want to wish Simon Harris well. I think he carries himself very ably on the telly. I think he was very good with children during COVID.
You're forgetting all the other news. What about Kyle Hayes? Kyle Hayes, Dermot.
No, I think Leo's letters to Kylie were only playful. I mean, the man rest in peace.
No, not Kylie. And he's not dead, for goodness sake. He just looks wrecked. Anyway, yous are no good to me today. I'll chat to yous again next month, Dermot, because no doubt you'll be back on to us giving out yards about Simon Harris doing the about tour.
I can't wait, Joe. Can't wait.
For now, ba 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 ba.
Leo's phone, hi, etc. Leave a message, though I won't be answering because I just couldn't be bothered.
Well, be garring a pint of tato. I can't believe we're going to be seeing the back of you, Leo Mihol. Feels like it was only last week we were hanging out together, scalding a bucket of shamrocks with corn pop. But credit where it's due, man. You serve the people of Mexico with great pride. May the road rise up to beat you. And,
Mr. President, you know you're not supposed to be on the phone after 7.
Oh, Jesus, malarkey, now I'm in trouble. I have to go.
I've just heard Loser Leo has thrown in the towel. And trust me, I know towels, bigly. That's why I've released the Trump Towel. Only $399. All proceeds going to hush money for mouthy sugar boobies. What's wrong with you anyway? Afraid to lose an election? Just pretend it didn't happen. That worked for me. Also, call me back. I want to know what's going on with those windmills in Doonbigly.
PM Leo, zap my zippers. What a surprise. What did they get you on? Secret partying? Caught bonking a hairy footstool? Torch. Simply claim you didn't know it was against the rules. As I learned at Eton. Amadeus Dua Lipa Expecto Patronum. It means there will always be a column in the Daily Mail. Huzzah, quavers!
Your departure fills one with a sense of sadness, though it is also feckin' hilarious. And I know we didn't exactly say eye to eye, mainly because when you were standing next to me I could only look you directly in the shins. But you were very, very good for climate change, to be fair, because you were so chilly and cold, and every time you smiled, a baby pixie died. Prichach, don't let the Doris hit you on the way amok.
Leo, I just heard that you're gone on the dole.
My friend, my fellow statesman, you know, your speech brought me to tears. Watching you pour your heart out into the microphone, surrounded by a bunch of overpaid ghouls behind you. Yeah! It reminded me of our last night in the Sphere in Vegas. So namaste, my compadre. Leo! Leo!
Faltura Sharif, welcome back to Today with Dohi and Mora with me, Dohi Shimora.
We're talking about what's going on in the world with Francis Brennan.
Yoo-hoo! Yes, indeed. It's a roundup of world news after that shower of Irish politics all week. Oh, I feel unclean.
Give us all the gas, Francis.
Well, Kate Middleton has been secretly manipulating the Queen for years.
I hear, are you snorting pledge or what?
Sorry, excuse me.
The royal photos, is it, Francis?
That's right. It turns out that Kate's photos of the late Queen are more touched up than Molly Malone's upper nethers.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm not allowed to touch up any of the family photos.
All right.
The missus says I leave gravy stains all over them with me paws.
Oh, you're a ticket. I'll tell you who could use a bit of a filter across his gob, and that's Louis Walsh. You couldn't be up to him.
He's on Celebrity Big Brother.
The things he's been saying about the Jedwards and the Boyzones.
I mean, it's everyone he's ever managed. I was a manager, and you'd never hear me bitching about all the Nolines I had working for me. Oh. I call them all Noline, even the fellas. Work shy. Half of them couldn't fluff a scatter cushion or brasso a pair of knockers to save their lives.
Cheryl Cole, Ronan Keating.
Yes.
He's starting more feuds than the Killians.
And I heard them say that Bob Geldof was full of the S word.
Did he now? Well then, I take it back. Maybe Louis's not all bad.
What?
Oh, Geldof is another lazy thing. I mean, when was the last Live Aid? 20 years ago. He couldn't gouge on a chicken if it was the last wedding supper on earth.
Any good news this week before we let you go?
Well, there is actually. Vladimir Putin is all set to be Russia's longest serving leader since Stalin.
Is that good news?
Well, I mean, isn't it nice to see a leader sticking around until the job is truly done? Oh. Not like our fellas giving up and slumping out of office. And say what you will about Putin, but he's great taste in furniture. Oh. He's a whole wedding top table to himself for lunch.
What in the world is going on with Francis Brennan?
Oh, I'll be cancelled.
Don't give us a sniff of that pledge before you go, Francis.
Stop, stop, stop.
Sup, guys?
Who's your sexy daddy?
Can I get chicken balls and curry?
Going for.
Hello, can everyone hear me?
Falchestach, as chair of the former Taoiseach's Zoom Club, might I welcome you with a Shimon?
Lads, has anyone else's screen gone into four sections, or is it because I spilled a mug of Complan on my keyboard last week?
It's because we're a club of four now, the gang of four. Han Mao!
Hang on, is this going to cost me extra now like it did for the four baller?
So guys, is this like a regular thing, or?
Well, we chat every couple of weeks on the Zoom, and then we meet up in person as well, like a min's shid.
Yeah, the newest member has to get the drinks in, followed by the second newest, and so on. I'll be leaving after three drinks, incidentally. I have to see a man about a nag.
Anyway, welcome, Veruca.
Which one are you again?
Listen, Paddy wants to know what the story is.
What?
Who knifed you in the back?
Well, actually, I resigned for personal and political reasons.
Yeah, was it a personal knifing or a political knifing?
There was no knifing.
A more of a shaft than so, or maybe a prodding.
No.
Or was it Heather Humphrey? Is that what, Donna?
No. She's a Presbyterian, not a Protestant.
Oh, yeah, they can get married now since the referendum, isn't that right?
Anyway, I don't think I'll be seeing much of you fellows, but thanks.
Well, this is a very important support group, you know.
That's right. The first thing you won't be prepared for is that the phone stops ringing and the invites to lock-ins completely stop.
What?
Yeah, people will start attacking you with their crutches in pubs.
I don't think
your
that's...
Your barber will pretend they're too busy to fit you in, and before long you'll start to be mistaken for Tom Hanks in Castaway.
You'll have to learn how to drive yourself again.
Yeah, that's right. I had to buy a Volkswagen Pasta.
You have to learn how to open doors again yourself.
Sorry?
God, I won't forget that weekend I was stuck in Buswell's function room. I survived only by sucking 14 years of cavalry stains out of the carpet.
But there are some benefits, surely.
Yes.
Waffling. You're allowed to do loads of waffling and nobody cares what you say.
You're allowed to sit inside the church for state funerals.
Oh, they're good.
It's quite far back now, so you'd have to bring your spekley.
I appreciate all that, but look, I've already got tons of friends and advisors.
They're all gone now. They'll drop you.
Gone.
We're your WhatsApp group now, and you're going to love it. There's loads of GA banter and that.
Links to photos of me and me yellow slacks.
Pictures of me photobombing funerals. That is great crack altogether.
Oh, God, what have I done? How do I log out of the meeting? Oh, I used to have people to do this for me. Oh, no. Help! Help me!
Come on.
Morning all. It's time to start my show with a pithy remark that encapsulates the week that was.
Well, we certainly live in interesting times. This week, Leo, what's his name? Sure, we've all moved on already. I don't even remember his name. He passed a motion of no confidence in himself. And here to share their views is a selection of wonks and hacks who can barely control their bladders. They're so excited. Gary Murphy of DCU.
Well, certainly I have been this excited and far up to high dough about things since Fine Gael Labour and Democratic Left became a throuple, and that's nearly 30 years ago or more now.
Fionn Sheehan of The Independent.
Well, it's like an episode of The Thick of It, or one of those programmes that journalists watch and fantasise about actually being in.
And live from the storeroom of a pharmacy in Rathgar, Kate O'Connell.
Ding dong, the Taoiseach is dead. I'm locked in here with a bottle of Moët, Brendan. I never thought this day would come.
Right, yeah, I'd have thought low-calorie cider would have been your tipple of choice, being a culchy Kate, but there you go.
Right,
now,
yeah.
Lads,
yeah.
It's mandatory that we make goo-boo references any time there's a political upheaval, so we'll get that out of the way first of all. I'll start. Grotesque.
Unbelievable.
Bizarre.
Unprecedented.
Thank you. Now, Fionn,
what?
You've really been mean to RT, even though you're obsessively on it all the time, like.
So what?
But take us through what happened this week.
Well, when my phone started buzzing with WhatsApps on Wednesday morning, because I'm a very important man with very important sources.
All right, yeah.
It quickly became clear to me, to use a highfalutin quote that makes journalists seem well-read on these occasions, something was clearly rotten in the state of Denmark.
Christ.
Gary, at times like these, we're always hearing like about some obscure protocol for what happens next.
Well, Brendan, it's quite simple, really. The Taoiseach will have to spin around three times until he sees a nun's face in the toilet. At that point, he can invoke Statute 23.2.1 and set off to the Oros at dawn on the back of a mule to tender his resignation. I mean, getting Leo up before noon is going to be the challenge here, as far as I can see.
Right, yeah. Wonks like you rattle off facts sometimes, and I don't know whether you're having me on or what.
Well, actually, it's a long-standing tradition that commenced under Eamon de Valera. If you want to read more about it, there's a fantastic book written by the great Aloysius O'Hoolivan of the Irish Press.
Yeah, it's excellent. I have a signed copy of the book.
Oh, yeah, the Irish Press. Yeah, that's another thing that only gets mentioned in discussions like these. Kate, yourself and Leo weren't each other's biggest fans. You must be experiencing schadenfreude, are you?
Let's just say I didn't send him a bouquet of flowers.
No?
Because I sent him a bag of turf instead.
No love lost there.
Where are your choir boys now, Leo? Your political career is like Fungi the dolphin, dead in the water.
Come here, Kate. Does this mean a return to politics might be on the cards for you?
That'll all depend on a few factors.
All right.
Like how much Simon Harris plumosses me.
Yeah.
Or if the Sock Dems poach me first.
But Brendan, if I just interject here, I'm hearing that on the WhatsApp that Kate O'Connell might actually run in the next election.
Yeah. That calls for another goo-boo, surely.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Goo-boo!
Look, I got you some flowers, Corty.
It's still Taoiseach until after Easter. Oh, carnations. Very much the pavs of bouquets. Oh, God, you're not crying, are you?
It's just the way your little voice cracked in the speech. Like
It was totes emotion.
I presume you were thinking of all the people who became homeless during your 13 years in cabinet. And
sorry, what?
All of the young people who emigrated despite full employment.
No.
You sneering at them that the grass is now greener in Sydney.
No, I wasn't thinking of ingrate turf munchers or heifer humpers or swamp donkeys.
All the kids who never got into the kiddie hospital despite the years and billions.
Look, it was just my tribute to Margaret Thatcher, who also showed no emotion for her cruel years in charge, but cried for herself in the end. So yeah, the tears were natch. It's the end of a ledge bag era.
So anyway, come on though. Everyone wants to know. There must be some reason, a real reason you're leaving.
No reason. It's just the cold, hard logic of not wanting to give my haters the satisfaction of seeing me humiliated at the next election.
You're an awful, chilly, unfeeling class of a blagger.
No, that's not true, Micheál. I do have feels. I have all the feels. And vibes.
What are you talking about?
You know, ledge bags. We are humans as well.
All right, yeah.
Though with my resting rich face, sometimes it's hard to tell. My novelty socks are just the same. Why would I face an election just to lose it once again?
In terms of...
And I'd love to say I care, but look at my robotic stare. Being Taoiseach has been a total mare, TBH. So I say, I think I better leave right now before I grow any weaker. I think I better leave right now, 'cause I'm more than just Leo the Leaker. Somebody please tell me how Mary Lou could be Tisha. I think I better leave right now.
Ah, you had a fair few gaffes in your day.
Welfare cheats, they cheat us all.
Oh.
But my lowest point was coming third behind Fianna Fáil.
Anna, stop.
My COVID speeches move the POVs to tears.
Not all superheroes.
Even if they loathe me now, I'll always have reeling in the years.
Abba, we will never forget it.
My legacy, at least, was being the youngest ever Taoiseach. And in the dance clubs, I was a total beast. So I say, I think I better leave right now, before I grow any weaker. I think I better leave right now, so I can be Leo the Vegan. Somebody better tell me how Simon Harris could be Taoiseach. I think I better leave right now. Dear Kylie, the country was ungrateful in the end, after everything I did becoming the only world leader likely to be swiped right on Tinder. I was a champion for diversity, being as I was Ireland's first openly smug Taoiseach. I had some great days, like when the Irish media fanboyed all over me while they mistook my lack of empathy and toe-talk social skills as freak intelligence. History will remember me as the first European leader to be seen shirtless in a park necking cans. The first ever to stand next to Theresa May and to come across as the more wooden one. The first to wear a tank top to government buildings. My legacy? I was for those who got up early in the morning, even though I didn't clock in till 11 myself, tops. I high-fived landlords, even when I became one myself. And I got one over on my haters by showing them the contents of my fridge so that it haunts their night terrors forever. XOXO, Leo. I think I better leave right now, before I grow any weaker. I think I better leave right now. I'm sorry for being Leo the Leaker. Somebody better tell me how Harris would be a better Taoiseach. I think I better leave right now. So long, suckers. Taoiseach out.